While the focus of yesterday's federal budget may be on taxes and education, an unexpected announcement also made its way in. A gold card will be introduced for survivors of the nuclear testing on Maralinga country in the 1950s and 60s. It's been met with mixed feelings. With very few survivors alive today, is it a gold pass too little and too late? The Wire's Jordan Curtis has the story.
60 years on from nuclear testing in Maralinga, survivors have finally been granted a gold card. What this means is that any medical costs they have relating to the nuclear fallout will be compensated for by the Australian government. Indigenous broadcaster Karina Lester's father, Yami Lester, was blinded by nuclear tests in the area over 60 years ago. Karina says there have been mixed reactions to the gold card news.
I think it's a bit bittersweet at the moment, the feeling, where I guess our family is still trying to digest what this really, really means, because a lot of those who were within our Aboriginal community have now passed on, those elders who were there when the black mist rolled and the ground shook and were exposed to this radiation fallout. Many of them have now passed on, but Dad is still with us, but quite elderly now. My question is now to really try and work through what is now going to happen for someone like Yami, but also the fact that there's intergenerational issues that haven't been addressed.
Has there been an impact on Indigenous people through the generations following these testings?
Absolutely, there certainly has. And people from Yalata community and Maralinga Darraja and up on the APY lands, there are stories there within Aboriginal oral history that people have been, and the next generation have been impacted. So it's ongoing. It's not just those who have been exposed there and then when the test took place over the 50s and 60s. It's a generational impact, and people are reminded to this day. And it's not only physical health and well-being, but there's also the emotional health and well-being of people that have been impacted by this as well.
Do you know how your father reacted to the gold card news?
I think his first comment was 60-plus years too late.
Indigenous broadcaster Karina Lester. Andrew Collett is the barrister for the Maralinga people. He says the gold card complements previous compensations.
A number of the Maralinga survivors got compensation. In fact, every survivor who was injured and who we could identify was received compensation in 1991. So the gold card is an added bonus. Many, if not most, have now died. Certainly for someone like Yami Lester, who's still alive and who was blinded, consequent upon the EMU tests in September 1953. So that's 64 years of gold card he hasn't had.
Mm. And there have been studies which try and downplay the effects that the nuclear tests had on people in the area. Do you think this has played into why other improvements haven't come sooner and why it's been 60 years?
The question of the precise effects of the test is always a difficult one. There were not medical screenings of the baseline health of Aboriginal people before the tests, and so it's very difficult to compare people's health afterwards, and often the effect can only be judged on an epidemiological comparison. I don't see why a gold card couldn't have been given straight after the Royal Commission. Some benefits were given under the Commonwealth Employees Compensation Act, but that happened in about 1986. I see no reason why the gold card couldn't have been given then.
Barrister Andrew Collett. CEO of the Aboriginal Legal Rights Movement, Cheryl Axelby, says she's not too sure why the gold pass has only been brought in now.
In the context of, I suppose you have to look at who benefits from this at the end of the day. And what concerns me is that the government have done their numbers and they know that the impact of issuing a gold card is not going to be very costly in the context of the impact of people from Maralinga country. And that's a question that goes around in my head, is really to whose benefit is this for?
Cheryl Axelby, she's CEO of the Aboriginal Legal Rights Movement, and Jordan Curtis with that report.